good morning and welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR. I'm your guest host this morning, Brian Burkle, and we have two very special guests here in-house from Roots Rising that we'll introduce you to in a few minutes. Before we get into the weather and get into the subject today of Roots Rising, we're going to just recap a great event that happened last night, and I'm going to turn it over to Sean so he can tell us how the pizza itza went down. Sean, how's everything going with that?
Yeah, doing great, Brian. Thank you very much. And thanks again for being a wonderful guest host here on Morning Drive. We had a great event last night at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and I just wanted to come on the program briefly here before you start the show and thank all of the folks that came out for Itza Pizza. It was the second time that we attempted to do this big event. We had over 200 people that came through the doors and supported both WTBR, FM, and PCTV. We had eight great restaurants that came and supported us and served hundreds and hundreds of slices of pizza to very happy attendees. I want to thank our board of directors and our great staff here at PCTV and the Berkshire Hills Country Club as well for letting us use the space. It was just a great event, and it raised some very needed money for this nonprofit organization that continues to do good work, I believe, in the community and keep the information flowing. So another good example of that is a show you're about to do here with Roots Rising this morning. So thanks again for letting me come on for a minute and talk about that, and have a great show.
Oh, thank you. So before we get started, I'm going to get into the weather here, folks.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, increasing to around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Lows in the upper 40s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Thank you, National Weather Service. Starting to sound like springtime or summertime, actually, nowadays, right? So welcome again, everybody out there. This is the Morning Drive on WTBR. We are live and local this morning at our WTBR station here on Federico Drive. Today is Friday, May 24th, going into the long weekend, the Memorial Day weekend. Looks like the weather is going to be pretty cooperative for get-togethers and yard work and all that good stuff, and especially for farming, which is the topic of our conversation today. So today, Roots Rising is represented here. We have Jess Vecchia, who is the executive director. Hi, Jess.
Hi there.
And Lauren Petrowski, who is the farm manager. Is that the title?
That is right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being here. So I'm glad you guys are here because there's so much that Roots Rising is doing in our community. And you guys have had a very busy couple of years, particularly this year. You've had a lot of good news, a lot of new stuff going on. So let's talk. So let's see, where's a good place to start? Let's talk about what's new and your farm.
Yeah, this has been a really exciting year for us. So we have been searching for land. We've been a pop-up organization since we started many years ago, and we've been searching for land here in Pittsfield to launch our own farm and education center. And in November, we found a property that we didn't want to get too excited about. And then as we got to know it a little bit more, we started to get really excited. And we closed on that property in February. Mm-hmm. And so we now have our home base, mm-hmm. that we have a very big project ahead of us that we're really, really excited to build out with the community support.
And where is this new farm located?
Yeah, we are at 923 Barker Road, mm-hmm. so right at the corner of Tamarack and Barker, right near the airport. It's a great little location for us. It's about 6.5 acres. We have a lot of room to build out the dream and the vision and a much bigger organization than we are right now, so mm-hmm. we're really excited for that.
And what did you do before that? For a location. You said you were a pop-up.
What does that mean? So, you know, we would pop up at our kitchen table, pop up in a car, pop up at the city park, wherever we needed to be, wherever we were, that's where we were. But you know, I have a file cabinet in my basement and, you know, so it allowed us to not have a lot of overhead. It allowed us to really be, you know, nimble and keep our focus on the work that we're doing and not paying these, you know, big bills, which has been great. It allowed us to really get a strong start and really root ourselves in the community work that we do. And so I love that we started that way. But it became clear to us that we really needed to grow in a different way. You know, the teens that we work with really were longing for us to have our own space, for them to have their own space. Mm-hmm. The need for growing more food for the community became really apparent to us as well. We do a lot of farming across the county, and we contribute to the local food system in a lot of ways, which we'll talk about. But we just knew that we needed to do more, and to have a space of our own would really allow us to do that. Being a pop-up organization, you know, we're limited too to how much we can give to the community. So we have the farmers market every Saturday. We run our youth cruise, but when our programs aren't running, you know, we don't have a space to continue to offer to the community and to really bring people into the work that we do. The community's been asking for that for a while, so we're super excited to be able to offer that.
Yeah, I know it's been part of the conversation for Roots Rising and with the community about trying to find, you know, your own place.
Yeah.
So up to this point, you said that you've been farming, but yep. at other locations. So. Can you explain that a little bit better? Are there different farms that just asked you to come on their property, or how did that work out?
Yeah, so let me backtrack a little. So our mission is to empower youth and to build community through food and farming. So we have two main programs currently that we run. The Pittsfield Farmers Market is one. We just opened our 12th season, so we have been around for quite a while, and our market has grown and evolved so much since our start. You know, we first started, we were in the First Street parking lot before it was renovated. Those were early days. And we have grown. We are now a year-round market. Mm-hmm. So we operate 6 months of the year outside every week. And then the other 6 months of the year, we're indoors at Zion Lutheran Church once a month.
Mm-hmm. Which is right there.
Which
as well.
Is right
same,
next door.
Same location.
Yep, same location. Inside, right? And that's a beautiful, beautiful community space mm-hmm. as well. We love them. They're great partners. They are having a plant sale this weekend alongside our farmers market. So we're always looking to collaborate with good community partners. Mm-hmm. And so the farmers market was started with the premise that everyone in our community, we believe very strongly, everybody deserves healthy, fresh, mm-hmm. local food. We want people to have access to it. We want people to be able to afford it. And that was really, you know, the core value of ours when we started the farmers market. And so food justice is really built into our market. And, you know, we started the market in 2013. We worked really hard to get the paperwork to be able to accept SNAP benefits. Mm-hmm. That's the former food stamp program is what it was called. And that really helps make local food accessible to community members, no matter their income. Mm-hmm. And the other great thing about that program is that it supports our local farmers. So it yeah. also puts more money into the pockets of our farmers and keeps that money local mm-hmm. here, which yeah. is great for everyone.
Right.
So that was how we first started the market. It was a really beautiful, vibrant community space. There was amazing energy. We started with community volunteers, and community volunteers have supported us just continually as we've evolved. The second year we were able to launch a program called Market Match. And so not only do we accept SNAP, but we match it, we double that. So we want to make sure that, we're really increasing people's purchasing power at the market. Mm-hmm. So we know that sometimes buying local food, choosing, making that choice to support the local farmers can be more expensive, but we want to make sure that that's not a barrier to folks to make that choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when people come to the market, if they want to run $20 on their card, we can actually give them $40 to spend at the market. And again, that money goes right into the pockets of our farmers. It's an amazing program we're super proud of, and it has grown and grown and grown over the years.
Mm-hmm. So sounds like a win-win.
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
Because it benefits our community, it mm-hmm. benefits our farmers, and it benefits the market in mm-hmm. general, right? It just makes it a more vibrant place for everyone. So we love that program. And we also, another benefit that we have at the program is something called Healthy Incentives Program. It's the HIP program. It's an awesome program in the state of Massachusetts.
And this is part of the farmers market?
It is. Okay. Yeah. It's a statewide program, and a lot of people don't know about it. So we actually love talking about it. Everybody who has an EBT card who receives SNAP benefits in the state of Massachusetts has HIP mm-hmm. as well.
Okay.
It's specifically funds that you can use at farmers markets, at farm stands, and for CSAs. Mm. And so the idea with the state of Massachusetts being behind this is really to support the local farmers and to make sure that people in the state of Massachusetts are having access to fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm. So it's specific to fruits and vegetables. And we became a HIP authorized market, so we are able to offer that benefit for all of the farmers that are at our market. So when folks come to our market, they can use their EBT cards to use their HIP benefits, which allows them, depending on the size of their family, $40 to $80 worth of free fruits and vegetables every month, wow. in addition to what they have on their EBT card.
That's significant. That's great.
It is. Yeah.
So as far as the farmers that you said that are part of their vendors, right, mm-hmm. for this event, how does a farm around this area become a member of the market?
Yeah. Lauren, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. We have an online application at our website, pittsfieldfarmersmarket.org, and you can go right on there and fill out the application. We review the application, and then if it seems like a great fit, we invite you to be a vendor at our market. When you're a vendor at our market, you become part of our Roots Rising community. A really exciting thing about Roots Rising is that while we're strengthening the food economy, we're actively building community for the visitors, the customers mm-hmm. at our market, but also our farmers. Saturday is a vibrant day where farmers get to get out of the field and connect with each other, their customers. Many of the farms at our market are also the sites where we bring our youth crews mm-hmm. to visit. So they get to see our market crew, our graduates of our programs, each day, and they help them with load in and load out. It's really amazing the connections that we make between the youth, our customers, the farmers, and mm-hmm. seeing that come alive every Saturday on the Pittsfield Common.
And you mentioned community just in the farmers market itself. I mean, obviously, all those different vendors get to know one another. Maybe they share information back and forth, right, building that community. But I also, I've been there a few times, and I recognize, too, I see a lot of the same customers. So you also have that community of the people who are return customers and getting to know these different vendors, right?
Absolutely. And our market is more than just a place to shop. We have live music. We mm-hmm. have chef demos. We have kids' activities. It's a place for people to come together, meet their neighbor, mm-hmm. sit down, have an amazing cup of coffee, shop for farm goods like produce, but also meat, eggs, cheese, baked goods, mm-hmm. amazing prepared foods. It's a place to come spend the whole day and create community.
Yeah. We've worked with you before, in my role with the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. You guys were great with allowing us to sort of piggyback and use the space behind your market one weekend to do a health and wellness fair. So that's great too, because what drew us to that was the fact that we had a captive audience, because we knew you guys had such a following, and obviously it was on par with what our message was, which was healthy habits and wellness. So that was great. So that extension of community that you can provide,
yes,
by being there in such a central location too.
Absolutely, and we also offer free community booth space to organizations such as yours. Mm-hmm. And if an organization is interested in being at our market as a community booth, we also have an application on our website for that.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about the BIPOC Vendor Fund as it relates to the market?
Yeah. So we have, over the years, done a lot of work to make our market more accessible, more affordable for our shoppers. We're really proud of that work. And then, we realized maybe we weren't doing that as well as we could for our vendors. And so we really wanted to make sure we were creating a space that was as accessible and welcoming to our vendors as possible, that our vendors were representative of the community that they were serving. Mm-hmm. It's really important to feel represented. We wanted to make sure that we could, create a diverse market. And so we offered, we've teamed up with the Black Economic Council. Mm-hmm. They've been a great partner of ours. And this is actually our third year with the BIPOC Vendor Fund. So the mm-hmm. idea is that we offer a free booth for our vendors, and as well as additional money for business development. Mm-hmm. So it is a fund for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, entrepreneurs, farmers, to really make sure that we're making space accessible and affordable, that we're providing a seat at the table. We know that BIPOC folks have been denied access to loans. There's a whole history with financial institutions, with the USDA. And we really want to make sure that at our market, we are saying there is a space, there is a place for everyone. And so that fund has been running now for 3 years. We have seen an incredible increase in our BIPOC vendors at the farmers market. And it adds so much to the market. It adds so much to the community. We're really proud of that fund. And what we hear from our vendors who have received the award is that they feel so much more a part of the community, that they feel so supported. And that's exactly the point of the fund. Mm-hmm.
So for those of you just joining us on the radio, this is WTBR's Morning Drive. And the subject today is Roots Rising. So we have Jess Vecchia, who is the executive director, and Lauren Petrosky, who is the farm manager. So one of the other things that is big, obviously, about Roots Rising are your crews and the things that you do for the youth. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So in 2017, we launched our very first youth crew. So we run two different types of crews. The first is our farm crew. So three seasons throughout the year, we hire Pittsfield teenagers to work on farms, in food pantries. And we hire 12 teens at a time. They form our crew. We don't just send them out into the world. We work together. And the idea of that is that they learn how to be a part of a team. It's a first job for many of these young people. We can only hire about 40 teens per year, but we interview every single teen who applies. Mm-hmm. So we have hundreds of applicants every year. And that's an experience in and of itself, right? So learning how to send in an application, how mm-hmm. to get a reference, how to sit for an interview. There's an educational component to everything that we do. There's a lot of structure built into our crews. We're not necessarily trying to train a cohort of farmers. Mm-hmm. The idea is that we're trying to provide the skills and the confidence for these teens to go out and accomplish whatever dreams they have set for themselves. Farming happens to be an amazing space. Farms happen to be an amazing space to teach a lot of really important life skills and work skills. So On the farm, you know, we show up and we're supporting our local farmers who are amazing assets to our community. What we do, we call meaningful work. So, you know, we serve the larger social good. It's hard work. We don't ask our farmers to create special projects that are really fun and that would entertain us and make the time go by. We are there to authentically help our farmers. And sometimes that's weeding and weeding and weeding. And there's a lesson in that too, right? Like, you know, how to find joy in really hard moments, how to push ourselves past our comfort zone, how to work really hard and accomplish things and feel really proud of the work that you have done. There's so many lessons in that. How much we can accomplish when we work together as a team, right? If somebody is really slowing down and they need a lot of breaks, you know, the rest of the crew has to pick up the slack. So there are just amazing lessons every day on the farm with our crews.
You know, you said a lot of that is preparing kids for the workforce and work experience. Like you said, they have to make applications. That in itself is part of that learning process. All this before they even get picked and start the work.
Right.
But in addition to that, you also pay.
Yes.
Is that true?
We believe really strongly in paid work.
Yeah.
And we have increased our pay as well. A lot of these teens, you know, that a lot of these teens have to make a choice. They need to contribute to their family's income. They have a lot of their own bills. And that's really important to us is to make sure that this isn't an opportunity only for those who have the privilege of not earning a paycheck. So that's important to us.
Because they could have other choices to earn some money that over the summer or whatever season they happen to sign up for. So this is an incentive to keep them on
that's
board
right.
with you.
Yep.
And I'll say, too, I noticed, Lauren, when I've seen at the farmer's market with the market crew, how it's not just doing the work, but it's also about doing the work in such a way that it's healthy for you as an employee as well.
Absolutely.
Where I've seen you make sure that the kids have their breaks. And I've seen them walking around and they're like, yeah, we're on our break. Lauren told us to take our break. We have to get our 30, whatever period of time it is. So you know, that's part of a healthy work environment.
Absolutely. So both our youth crews and our market crew are viewed as jobs, but also training programs. We want our youth to learn the essential skills that they need within themselves to become an amazing team player and contribute to their community. I also want to model for them what they can expect in an amazing workplace going forward. So at the market and on the farms, they're involved in every aspect of the work that we're doing. And especially in our graduate level market crew, we're trying to prepare them for their next job going forward. So we have them sign in, you know, when they come, they're in charge of recording their own time. We have an orientation in the morning. We have a whiteboard where they are in charge of doing the setup for an entire market and motivating each other and keeping track of what they're doing. We have a staff schedule that they check every half hour to see where they're assigned. And within that is a lunch break for them and a lunch break for the staff. It's also a chance for our market manager to step away and to allow the crew to rise into more leadership roles at the market. And as Jess said, every piece of our work that we're doing is educational. You know, they begin at our market with the setup and vendor relations. And by the time they leave our crew, they're being trained on running transactions for our customers. So these are really important real-world skills that we're instilling in them. I also believe very strongly in the power of effective and effective mentorship. So our staff are deeply dedicated to not just running the market beautifully, but to sharing every little thing that we do with the crew who are working alongside us. I mean, I say to some of our crew members often, like, you're going to be the next market manager. We want to give them the confidence and the skills that they can have to do whatever they dream to do.
Right. And these, like you said, these are skills that are that transcend into any future employment, whatever it is that they choose. So very valuable, very valuable.
Yeah. You know, besides the farming aspect and besides the working at the farmers market aspect, we build a lot of additional educational components into our crews. So each crew has a financial literacy workshop. As I said, it's a first-time job for many of them. We work with Greylock. They run an amazing financial literacy workshop. The teens are always really into the budgeting activities. So like learning these skills when you have your first paycheck is really important. We also have culinary workshops. So, you know, learning what to do with the amazing food that they're growing. So we've partnered with Canyon Ranch and other local chefs who provide professional culinary lessons for our teens. They learn basic knife skills. They learn how to prepare simple meals, healthy meals. They learn about nutrition. And again, they get that skill building, that confidence building in the kitchen as well in their own personal lives that they go on to do. We also have lots of additional educational workshops. So, you know, when we're with the crews, you know, Lauren is an amazing educator. She's always building an education, you know, into each day. You know, whether it's talking about soil health or, you know, whatever. Also just personal development. So we bring in outside facilitators. We've had yoga classes and art making classes and all kinds of amazing workshops as well. So it's a really holistic program we're really proud of.
And it should be. That sounds fantastic. And this is great because I think most people just think of it as the farming aspect, or they just see the market aspect.
Right.
But to know that there's so much going on with what you're actually all the life skills that the kids who are part of these crews are gaining, and that's, you know, because of what you guys are doing. So,
thanks.
You know, thank you. So we're coming up on the top of the hour, so we're just going to take a momentary break. Again, this is The Morning Drive on WTBR. I'm your guest host today, Brian Burkle, and we will be returning in a moment. We're talking about Roots Rising here in Pittsfield and throughout Berkshire counties. You're more than just Pittsfield.
That's right.
Yep. And we have Jess Vecchia and Lauren Petrowski, so we will be back in a moment.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Now, there is one final message for you to transmit to Earth. It is the most important message you have ever sent. I want you to keep repeating it as many times as possible.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from the Office of Cultural Development in Pittsfield. The next First Fridays at 5 is June 7th and will feature a community sponsor, Berkshire Pride, a Jacob's Pillow interactive performance, live music from Happy Together at the City Stage, and much more. Don't miss First Fridays at 5 on North Street in downtown Pittsfield. For more details, go to lovepittsfield.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'll be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
What would you think if your doctor used the phrase stage 4 when talking about your health? For many illnesses, stage 4 means trouble. When we think about cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, we don't wait years to treat them. So why don't we do the same with individuals who are living with mental illness? It's time to change the conversation. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Breen Center would like to call attention to the importance of addressing mental health symptoms. It's okay to not be okay. End the stigma.
Hello, wonderful people. This is your host, Tariq Pinkston, for the show. 30 Minutes of Inspiration coming on every Friday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. So that 12:30 slot is a time to help fill cups, fill your gas tank, and just give you a reboot for the day. 30 Minutes of Inspiration coming on every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Fill the gas tank, and I hope to see you there every Friday, 12:30 p.m. here on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I've gotten used to waiting for that beep. I used to start speaking, then the beep would interrupt me, so I'm getting better at that. So welcome, everybody. It is 8:01, and today is Friday, the 24th of May. This is the Morning Drive on WTBR. We are live and local this morning, as always, at our WTBR studio here on Federico Drive. And our guests today are Jess Vecchia and Lauren Petrowski from Roots Rising. And so first, before we get into that, we're going to hear from the National Weather and see what is in store for us.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, increasing to around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Lows in the upper 40s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, thank you, National Weather Service. So we're going to return to our topic here, and that is Roots Rising. Jess Vecchia is the executive director, and Lauren Petrowski is the farm manager here in our studio to talk about all the amazing things that are happening with their organization. It's been a busy year for them and for everybody involved with Roots Rising. So I know that a big part of your mission is connecting people to the land, and all the benefits that come from that. Myself, I think I mentioned this once to you, Lauren, before, that I started a garden and started raising some chickens about 5-6 years ago. And it gave me a whole new perspective on where my food comes from. Not that I didn't already know, but actually seeing it grow and actually having planted it and, having tended to the chickens, I just feel more invested in the food. And to the point where, if I collect my eggs and if I'm walking across the driveway, one falls out of my hand and falls, I'm like, oh, I'm so disappointed. before I wouldn't have thought too much of it, but I just think of all the food I gave to that chicken, and that chicken worked all morning to give me that egg, and it's a whole new perspective. So I know that is something that comes across, I'm sure, in what you're teaching the kids and anybody else involved in the organization.
Absolutely. That is really important. I got into farming because I wanted to create a personal connection with the land and do something useful for my community. And I really think we become amazing stewards of the land when we deeply care about it. And we learn to care about it by being really connected to it. And for our youth, the community, anyone involved in our organization, it is very important for us to provide opportunities to have meaningful connection to the natural world. Mm-hmm. The young people who have their hands in the soil, the day before yesterday, we were observing and gently catching salamanders on the edge of a pond. creating these memories and this sense of responsibility for the food we're growing and the earth in young people, I think is an amazing thing to attempt to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think we take for granted as a society where our resources come from, where our food comes from, and what goes into that.
Totally. I think people have become disconnected from the food that they put into their body many times a day, right? Mm-hmm. And so knowing where the food comes from, literally at the market, knowing the person who grew your food is really amazing. Knowing how they care for the land, their techniques that they use, whether or not they're the type of grain that they're feeding their chickens, even, you know, all of these many components, the choices that our farmers make that affect your food, and knowing that, connecting with that is really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a valuable lesson for the kids. And again, another reason I'm so grateful that you have this program in place. What are some of the other values that you try to enrich?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing is that from our start, we've been really deeply rooted in community. We really try and listen to the community and evolve what we do and how we do things based on what we're hearing from the community, what needs there are in the community. That's really led to a lot of the decisions as we've grown a lot over the years. So expanding to a year-round market, transforming to a teen-run market, you know, even to our latest initiative, which is the purchase of this piece of property and expanding mm-hmm. in the way that we are. You know, that's a response to the community. And so I think that is something we hold really close to our hearts, and we feel that there's a real responsibility in that. You know, during the pandemic, for a lot of people, it was like a moment of pause and reflection. You know, we paused all of our in-person programming during the pandemic, and we thought, wow, you know, what is going to happen here? How can we best be of service to the community? And we reached out to our farmers and we said, you know, without the farmers market, how is that going to affect you? How can we help support you? And we did the same with the community. You know, what are your greatest needs right now? And it's been years, right? But if you think back, like, there was just so much fear and unknown. A lot of our farms weren't doing online sales. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what we did was we created a virtual farmers market. We heard from the community, we need access to fresh food. If you remember, a lot of the grocery store shelves were bare.
Right.
People were really concerned about getting food safely, not feeling, you know, like they could even go out to the grocery store sometimes for certain people that felt like a threat to their health. And so we launched a virtual farmers market. We had amazing community partners and we pulled it off really quickly. We had never done online sales before and immediately set up an online market where we put our farmers' goods up and people could order online. We had an amazing team of volunteers that came together and packed these orders each week. We were masked, we were socially distant, mm-hmm. we were using a huge space donated by Barrington Stage for us because they weren't using it at the time. And we packed orders, and then we had another team of volunteers that were in their cars, and they drove those food orders all over the county. Mm-hmm. Every single town in Berkshire County, they went and delivered these orders, so it was completely contact free. So that people had access to fresh local food, so that our farmers had an outlet to sell their food, right? They had anticipated, they had already done all of the work. They had already expended all of their resources to provide for the season. And then all of a sudden, weddings weren't happening. Restaurants were closed. Mm-hmm. Farmers markets were closed. All of their avenues for sales were just pulled out from under them. And so this was a really beautiful moment of us hearing a need, mm-hmm. working with amazing community partners and volunteers to pull off this program really quickly. And for a lot of people, for myself included, it felt like such a bright spot in a really, really dark time. It was like the very best of community. And it was a moment of reflection for us too. You know, we had always thought, you know, the farm down the road. And, you know, for us, we realized we needed to speed up the timeline on that, that we needed to make sure that we were really resilient as an organization and that we could really provide as much support to the community in a lot of bigger ways than we were doing as a small organization that we were. We wanted to be able to add food to the local food system. You know, our farmers' CSA shares were selling out during the pandemic. Mm. I think people did start to reconnect with how important local food is when they were going to the grocery stores and not able to find food, you know, and remembering how important our local farmers are. And that we do need to make those choices about, you know, who we're supporting, how we're getting our food. And so, you know, we want to contribute to the local food system. We want to grow food for our community. And something else that we learned during the pandemic and the virtual farmers market was that, you know, adults in our community were also searching for connection and that meaningful work that we provide for our teens. Mm-hmm. So we basically ran an adult youth crew during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and it was really powerful, you know, to have that kind of connection, to work together as a team, to do something really good for the community. It was so profound. And we realized that everybody is looking for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we all need. And so we're really, really excited to be able to offer offer that, the connection to the land, mm-hmm. Food security, you know, more space, that third space of coming together as a community, connection with each other. And that will all be able to happen on our new property as we launch our farm and education center.
Yeah, that's going to be huge to have that as a base where you can do all your operations. But going back to what you're saying about how you guys came up with your plans evolved to meet the needs of the community, make those connections, that speaks volumes to your organization because you had the infrastructure in place to be able to pull that together.
Yeah.
You had support, you had community connections, not just with the farms, but also you mentioned like Barrington Stage, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's a great thing that I find here in Berkshire County is that there's so many organizations that work so very closely together, mm-hmm. when they need to be. And so, and you know, that speaks to the respect that Roots Rising has gotten from people, other organizations, you know, so that you were able to pull that together. They were able to come out, give you the space to do that, and you met a need for multiple people in the community. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that about this county too. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we are so much better when we work together, mm-hmm. And pulling off these like big beautiful projects. It takes the whole village to come together, mm-hmm. and I love to see when that happens. And we have some amazing community partners in each of our programs. Yeah.
And that's at the heart of the way we operate. We're a very small staff team, and we will be growing, but we keep that core small so that our work must be done in partnership with mm-hmm. community. And that way, we have greater involvement, we have a better sense of what the community needs, and we create these connections that aren't just great for our organization and the people we're serving, mm-hmm. but for everyone in the Berkshires.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know, as you said, it's a small staff, and you guys have really sort of a shared responsibility model, right, for management. But I have to highlight one little thing here, that Jess, that you received an award this past week, being recognized for your leadership through the Nonprofit Center Awards Breakfast this week. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Thanks. And
I know that reflects the entire organization.
We have an amazing team, and I'm really lucky. I enjoy everyone on our team. They're incredibly skilled. We learn a lot from each other. They're a group of really strong individuals, and we have space at the table for everyone's voice and opinion, and just a lot of respect. And yeah, I'm really proud to be a part of the team.
So anybody just joining us, I want to introduce you to Jess Vecchia. She's the executive director of Roots Rising, and Lauren Petrowski, who is the farm manager for Roots Rising. So when we talk about Roots Rising, obviously, you know, you guys are doing a lot of different things. You just obtained that new property. I'm sure you've got a lot of big plans for it. I know you have a lot of big plans for it, and you can go on the website and see what some of those plans are. But that doesn't come free, right? So tell us a little bit about how people can help through volunteering, through board work, through fundraising. Tell us what you need and how people can help.
Yeah. So the farm project will be officially launching a capital campaign. So, you know, we get the question, like, what are you growing this year? And this is... you know, it's a multi-year, multi-phased project that we have ahead of us. We have a lot of work to do to prepare the land. We're going slow and steady so that we're making really thoughtful decisions. And it will be more than a farm. We're building out a campus, really, an education center. So we have an existing building, and then we'll actually be constructing two additional buildings on site. One of those buildings, it will really be the hub, the heart of our operations. It will allow us to take food off the farm fields into a wash pack station, then head into cold storage, then head into a commercial kitchen, and then out to a beautiful CSA pickup station. There'll be education space in there. And upstairs we'll have apprentice housing. So, you know, when we talk about this project and the expense of this project, I just want to be really clear with people that it is an investment in our organization and in the work that we do in our community. So we're building a farm, but we're also building a huge education and community space. So there are lots of ways that people can get involved. You know, the farm, if everything goes beautifully, right, Lauren? Yes. If all of the stars align, you know, we'll be in production in 2026. But we want the community to be involved through the whole journey of building out the farm. And so, you know, as projects arise, we'll put out calls for volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, we're hoping to have some workshops, and everything that we do, you know, as we've said, has an educational component. So we want to have that as part of the farm journey. So, you know, as we're putting up the propagation house, you know, we want to have the community involved and learn how to do that. As we're building out, you know, different components of the farm, as we're building a trail into the woods, you know, we want to have people involved so that there are learning opportunities as well. We have lots of committees, as an organization. It's another great way to get involved. So if people are really interested in our farmers market, we have a market committee that helps us, you know, make decisions around the farmers market. We have a fundraising committee. So if you are a savvy fundraiser, we would love your involvement. We have a pretty mighty capital campaign that we'll be launching this summer. This is the most ambitious and the most expensive project that we've ever undertaken. So we definitely are looking for some major community support. We will be officially launching that this summer, and it will be a slow and steady campaign. We are looking at a $5 million capital campaign. So it is a large number. We've already raised $1 million of that to date. We're on our way there.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So how many acres is this property?
The property is 6.5 acres. There are another 4 acres adjoining it that we may have the potential to lease in the future as well. When we first walked out into the property in the winter, There is a character about the house. It's beautiful that you can see the mountains from both sides. And as we walk through the backyard, it opens up into this really amazing field that is now overgrown, but that has the potential to be beautiful cultivated land growing food for our community. There is a forested area along the back that borders Mud Pond, so a natural area that we're going to keep as is to create a space for our young people to connect with a functioning ecosystem. Mm-hmm. When we walked onto the property, you know, we had been through the process of looking at and exploring and getting our hopes up and then walking away from 20 properties. So as Jess said, we were a little guarded, but I remember that day and walking out and thinking, oh, I think this can work. There's a magic about it. Mm. We are so happy that it's in Pittsfield. We really want to invest in creating this farm and education center as a resource for the entire county, but have it be in the heart of the Berkshires in Pittsfield. And these last few months, you know, have really been getting to know the land, working with really talented designers and planners to help us make wise decisions. You know, the decisions we make today will influence what we're doing 10, 20, 30 years from now on the property. So we're going through it in a thoughtful way. And also, you know, learning from the land from itself, like how it wants to evolve. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen some really beautiful natives, flowers and plants growing up in the tree line in the forested area. We've also seen a host of challenging invasive species in the area we're hoping to cultivate. So it's been a learning process and a planning process as to how can we restore this land and create the farm and education center that our community is asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not just going in there and plowing the fields and planting your vegetables, but you also want to preserve, like you said, that natural, the native plants that are already existing on the property and make that part of the environment as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, is this your plan? Does it include any kind of livestock? Is that something in the future? Or?
So our crew love connecting with animals on the farm. Mm-hmm. It's really meaningful for them and exciting for them. I also really believe that farms that can create their own fertility have a resilience. So yes, we would like to explore the idea of livestock in the future. It's probably a couple years out. There's quite a bit of infrastructure that we'll have to have in place. And because it is a small farm, we will likely explore chickens or small ruminants like sheep or goats. Mm-hmm. Besides being fun and great to be around, they really contribute a lot to the farm and to the local food economy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So the market, you're up and running every Saturday.
Yep.
But specifically, you have something called Second Saturday. How is that different from the other Saturdays, other than being the second one?
The second Saturday of every month, if that wasn't clear. Yep. Yeah. So we kind of supersize our market on the second Saturdays. So it's a really great way to bring in more of our local artisans and more community booths. That's the day that we have chef demos. So a lot of really great offerings for the community that are really fun. So this second Saturday is actually Berkshire Pride. So we love, as you mentioned, we love working with community partners. We love sharing the common, which is our community space in the city of Pittsfield, with other community groups. Berkshire Pride is a really, really, really fun day. We don't have to do anything to supersize the market. They are supersizing the market. It is the whole park is fully taken over with a lot of local organizations, vendors, activities, performers, you name it. It's a really fun day. And then the second Saturdays throughout the rest of the season, we will have our market and additional activities and vendors. Really fun day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had Cass from Berkshire Pride on here just last month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do a fantastic job with Berkshire Pride. It's a huge event, as you well know. You're right there. But they fill that whole park right up. It's fantastic.
It is amazing. There is such amazing energy in the park that day. And it's a favorite day of ours. And kudos to them, because putting on an event of that scale is so much work, so much coordination behind the scenes. They do a wonderful job.
So as far as the kids that want to join the crew, I know you said they can go online. There's an application process there. What are some of the criteria that you would be looking for?
Yeah, so we're actively recruiting right now for our summer and fall youth crews. And besides going online, our staff go into the schools. We meet the teens. We tell them about our programs. We have posters with QR codes and little cards that we give out. And as Jess said, any young person who applies is given an interview. We're looking for young people who are excited and motivated to get involved, make a difference in their community. And you could add to that, Jess.
Yeah. So to be eligible for our crew, currently, the teens need to be a Pittsfield resident and to be at least in their first year of high school. That's it. We're not looking at GPAs. We're not looking at, you know, any of that. We have really very small eligibility requirements. And then we get to know the teens in the interview, and we build out a crew that we think is going to be a good team as well. So if somebody doesn't get accepted, you know, we always encourage them to apply again, because it's not just about each individual. We're building out a crew as well. And then we're hoping, you know, obviously we'll be able to really expand our offerings with the farm. So right now it's, you know, our youth crews are only for Pittsfield teens. And part of the reason is that we provide transportation. And so in spring and fall, we actually go to the high schools. We pick the teens up at school. And you know, with different schools ending at different times, we have such a short window of time with our after school crews. You know, we had to limit it to Pittsfield, but with our farm, we're excited to be able to offer up opportunities for the greater community, for all different ages. There's just so much potential. So,
and you know, like you said, as far as kids coming in, applying, you know, you're not looking at GPAs or anything like that. They don't have to be honor students, and that's important, because we know now that people learn different ways.
That's right.
So this could be something, the program that we've described it today, can open up a kid to learning a whole new level of information, all those life skills that they may not be getting through some of the traditional educational processes. So we have about 1 minute left. Is there anything in particular that you guys want to cover in that last minute? Last appeals.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, visit our social media. We're really active there. Visit our website. Stay tuned. Sign up for our email list. We're definitely going to be sharing a lot more details on the farm, some visuals so people can see what we're envisioning it to be, and eventually opening up the space for farm tours. So if that's of interest to you, visit rootsrising.org.
Right, yeah, great. And come say hi at the market on the Common this Saturday.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, get out there on Saturday. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful tomorrow. So definitely a great day to be out there for that. So thank you again, Jess Vecchia and Lauren Petrowski with Roots Rising. You guys are doing a fantastic job. I really appreciate you coming in here today to talk about it and letting people know what you're doing. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And hopefully you'll join us again. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.